Excuse me, my... my throat is not clear. I'm trying to clear it. Hello, everyone. It is I, your announcer and producer of the program, Little Noid. And now it's time for the morning disaster starring Spanky. And Ray Lytle.
Well, thank you, Little Noid. It's so wonderful to hear from... So wonderful to have Little Noid on the show. Isn't it, Spanky? Isn't it just a treat to have him on?
It is a pleasure to be on the show with him every morning.
Telling us about his pet, yes.
Oh, yes, his pet rodent, Percy.
Yes.
Oh, I remember Percy so fondly. When my parents would put me into the closet, and they would do their own thing while giving me alone time. Of course, it would have been nice if the door wasn't locked. And I remember those hours of darkness and alone time in the closet when I would just pet Percy, my pet rodent. Unfortunately, he was dead and in a mousetrap the entire time, which made it a little weird when the lights were on. But he was still my friend.
How this was more than once this happened?
Oh, there were 7 different Percys.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. There were 7 different mice?
Well, 2 mice. What, 2 were a rat. One was a possum whose head was actually stuck in a hole that was coming out of the crawl space. And I'm not sure what the other one was. It smelled like it was definitely dead, though.
All right, well, thank you. That's a wonderful, that's a wonderful tale.
Sounds like he had quite a pet collection.
Percy the rodent.
Had a possum.
And you would pet them?
Yes, I would pet them for comfort. Of course, it sucked when I would, the several times I got lice and mange. And I accidentally scratched my rear end once while petting one of the Percys. It was horrible. Tried to explain that to the doctor, and he did not believe my explanation. But needless to say, I still miss Percy. As you can tell, I'm getting a little emotional thinking about him.
He seems very upset. We should probably just move on, Spank.
Yeah, he should probably take a break today.
Yes. Well, it is a wonderful, beautiful, fantastical, amazing Tuesday today. Oh, my. A Tuesday. Goodness gracious.
Goodness gracious.
Thank you, a little annoyed. So, Spank, what'd you do with your Monday? Did you do anything last night?
I all chilled out, watched a little bit of the Bears game, and didn't see no dildos flying around.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Did you watch it? Because, listen, as we discussed yesterday, I was like, oh, I'm not going to watch the stupid Bears game, you know. Little did I know, by the time I turned over there, they were winning like 13-3 or...
Yeah.
And they had scored a touchdown. I was like, what's go? And next thing you know, it was 20-3. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah, I just flipped on for a little while just to make sure there wasn't no obscene objects flying through the air.
So there wasn't any, we didn't have
not
any?
Not that I'd seen. It was pretty quiet.
Oh, good. No dildos being thrown at.
Yeah, there was anyway. No dildo fights.
Well, that's good. Yeah, it was really something. It really was. I saw that, I guess Jay Cutler had a good game.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Like I said, I didn't watch very much of it.
Who'd have thought that was even a possibility? You know?
Nobody.
But I guess he did. So, yeah, the Bears actually won a game.
Yep, and the Cubs are on tonight.
Boy, are you nervous about tonight?
No, it's going to be a good game. They're going to win. 3-2.
Here's the way I see it, all right? It's like, listen, just going to the World Series for me was an amazing accomplishment. You know what I mean? Just oh, going yeah. was spectacular. And and when we actually won that second game, I thought, well, who knows? Maybe there's a chance. Then they lost games 3 and 4, and I was like, oh, you know what? At least we made it. Then they won game 5. So now I'm like, well, it's 3-2. If they win tonight, then you go to game 7. And who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? If there's a game 7, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I definitely think they're big game 7, don't you?
Well, I mean, momentum would definitely be on their side if they win tonight. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, you got the DH back. You got Schwarber in there. He's going to go 4-for-4.
That's what I mean. If the Cubs win tonight with Jake Arrieta pitching, then I think that they have momentum. It swings their way. So if you're Cleveland,
oh, definitely.
If you're Cleveland, you better win it tonight, because I'm telling you, it is hard to win a game 7. And if you had a 3-1 lead and you end up going to a game 7, it is hard. It's hard to win it.
Yeah, it'd be a tough road for them.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to tonight's game. Schwarber's back in. Jake Arrieta pitching. And hopefully the Cubs going to the World Series. Oh, I'm very excited. Very excited.
Be a good time.
Yeah.
So how about you? What'd you do with your Monday?
Well, I'll tell you, I just wasn't feeling good. I don't know what's up with me. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's mental or physical or what, but I was tired yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
My sleeping is off track, Spanky.
Well, you said you were up till 5 yesterday.
I couldn't sleep yesterday. I was up till 5, right, on Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
So I woke up and did the show yesterday. And I was like, at some point, I've got to take a short nap today, you know. But I got done with the show, and then I had a bunch of things to do after the show. So I figured I'd start on them. So I get started on things, and, you know, I'm such a procrastinator. I don't know what the hell, you know what I mean? I delay everything I was supposed to do. It gets so, it just gets so frustrating, right? So I do that, you know what I mean? I get off the show, I load the podcast, and I do all that stuff. And I went, I was home all day.
You didn't forget your daughter,
no,
did you?
I didn't have to. I was on my way to get my daughter. I stayed up, remember? I was like, well, I got to get my daughter right after the show. Well, yeah. Forgive me, I'm yawning right now. So what it was is I was going to take a nap right after the show. I said, well, I'll get like a 90-minute nap or something. But I couldn't do it because I had to pick up my daughter, right? So I get done with the show and I load the podcast. And then after I load the podcast, I want to take a nap and stuff. Well, I start doing some other things and I'm like, well, I got to stay up because I got to go pick up my daughter, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm doing the other work and I'm staying up. And then right when I'm about to leave, my wife calls me and says, hey, it's my lunch hour. She goes, so I called Bella, and she's just about to get out of school. And my wife said, she goes, I'll be driving by the school, so I'm just going to pick her up.
Oh, cool.
And I said, oh, all right. So now I don't even have to leave the house, you know. But then I'm like, oh, I really wish I would have napped, you know. So then I'm up, and I said, well, I'll just continue working on this stuff. And then my wife and daughter showed up. And then my wife came in and she talked to me, and my daughter comes in the house yesterday from going to school for 3 hours, you know. She went from 8:30 or you know, like 8:15 to 11:15 or whatever. You know, she goes to school. She just went half a day, right? And she walks into the house, and the first thing I hear is the door opening and then her going, you know, sighing. And then stomping through the living room, and then she goes into the hallway, and then, and I hear her scampering down the hallway, and then slam, you know, her door shuts. She says nothing to me. I mean, she says nothing to me. She just, you know, shuts the door. And I'm like, well, what the heck is, you know, what's that all about? And then, so she does that. And then my wife walks in, and I'm like, you know, when I'm talking to her, and I'm like, what's up with the bill? She goes, oh, she's tired. I said, oh, okay. So I'm like, well, she's tired, so that means what? You know, I'm thinking, well, she'll be out any second, right? No, she never comes out. She never like, got out of her room. So my wife sits down and just talks with me. She's like, you know, I'm asking her how her day is, and she's telling me, oh, it sucks, but, you know. So she's home for lunch. At no point didn't even eat. We didn't even eat.
Mm-hmm.
So finally she leaves, you know, and then she goes, well, Bella's home. She goes, Bella, you know, she goes, maybe Bella will make some lunch or whatever. And I said, that's cool, whatever. But my daughter, like, never leaves her room. My wife goes back to work. I continue working. My daughter never leaves, you know.
Stayed in there the whole day?
Well, she came out. She did come out. She took a nap. She came out like an hour and a half later, and I said, what were you doing? She goes, oh, I was tired after school, so I want to take a nap. And I'm like, oh, I, that's what I've been trying to do since 10, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't take the nap. And then I'm like, well, listen, I got to take a nap, too. And she goes, can we eat? I said, yeah, what do you want? You know, so now we're going to eat. You know, this is like, I don't know, now it's 2 o'clock, almost 2 o'clock or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
It's 1 something, and my daughter's like, well, can we eat? I said, yeah, so we'll eat. So I'm thinking my daughter and I are going to eat together, you know. Should be nice, the two of us just having a nice little meal. Except that wasn't exactly what was going on. She grabbed her food and went to her bedroom and slammed the door. You know, and it's not like...
And stayed in there.
Yeah, it's not like we made, some kind of elaborate meal or something. It was, we had pizza that was left over from the other night, and we heated it up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't like any kind of big special meal or anything. But still... My daughter decided that she wanted none of it, and she walked to her room and slammed the door. So then I'm waiting. I'm like, okay. And so I eat the pizza, and I start working more. And I'm like, you know what? I'm exhausted. I can't even keep my eyes open. You know what I mean? I'm so tired at this point. And then my daughter comes out, and she goes, oh, I've got some friends coming over. I'm like, what? She goes, I've got some friends coming over. And I go, who's coming over? And this one girl that she is friends with, and then some friend of that girl, and I'm like, oh, okay. So we got to pick up the house a little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, all right. And then I say, you know, so I'm gonna try to stay up, and I'm like, I'll try not to bother you guys, because now what I've done is I started playing PS4, you know. Because I'm like, oh, I got to stay awake. So I start playing like MLB The Show on PlayStation, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then my daughter's like, well, they're coming over at 4:30. And I'm like, oh, my God, 4:30. Oh, man, they're going to be loud. I'm never going to get to take a nap. You know what I mean? So finally I tell my daughter, I'm like, well, listen, maybe I really got to take a nap. She goes, why do you have to nap? I said, well, because I didn't go to sleep until 5 o'clock this morning. And I got up at like 8. So I finally go to take a nap at 4 something, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I tell my daughter, I said, listen, I'm going to take a short nap, all right? I said, I'll take a short nap, so check on me. You know, I don't want to oversleep. Because if I oversleep, then I got a whole mess in my hands. You know what that's like, right, Spike?
Oh, you'd be awake all night then.
Yeah. So I tell her, she goes, okay. So I lay down, right? And I'm thinking, well, they're going to be loud. She and her friends are always loud when they're running around, you know.
And keep you awake.
Yeah, so I'm like, they'll wake me up. So, like I said, I lay down a little after 4 or whatever. And then I close my eyes, and I'm listening to a Major League Baseball Network, you know, MLB Network.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, this will be cool. I'll listen to MLB Network, and that'll get me through... You know, I'm like, that will get me through the day. A little MLB Network will be fine, right? And that'll help me sleep. And next thing you know, I'm waking up, all right, because my wife texts me.
Mm-hmm.
And she's texting me, basically saying, sorry, I'm late. I'll finally be home in a little bit. And I'm like, what is she talking about? What? And she goes, and I promise as soon as I get home, we'll eat and blah, 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 blah. And I said, so I text back, cool, you know, but I was sleeping. And then I look at the time on the phone. It's like 7:40 something. I'm like, oh my God. So I ended up sleeping, you know, for almost 4 hours.
So now you're up all night.
Yeah, it turns out my daughter and her friends, they just left. they literally got, you know, as soon as I fell asleep, they're like, oh, screw this, let's leave.
Let's leave. We're not checking on him.
Yeah, well, they were going to, like, I don't know what they were. They were going to go out for Halloween, right? And then they were saying, oh, let's trick-or-treat, you know, because they're like 14. But then they decided not to trick-or-treat. And then they all got into a fight, you know, because they're girls, you know. So they're arguing, and then my daughter's like, oh, screw this. And she calls her mom and says, oh, pick me up. This is boring, you know. So I don't know where they went, but my daughter was bored. So then my wife, rather than coming home from work, goes, because I thought, well, at least even if Bella doesn't wake me up, my wife will wake me up when she gets home. But she never came home. She went and picked up Bella, and then they went riding around and doing, I don't know what was going on. All I know is I ended up sleeping like almost 4 hours. So needless to say, Spanky, last night, when I went to go to
sleep. You're wide awake.
Yeah. So I went. So guess what time I fell asleep again this morning?
Probably about 4.
5 a.m.
You're going to end up getting in that rut.
Exactly. Now I'm up till 5 a.m. again. And I'm supposed to have a phone call like in the next few minutes. I got to take this stupid phone call about something. And which is why I'll play a best of bit. I discussed it yesterday. And Corey, by the way, suggested an RTQ bit. Listener Corey said, Ray, I was catching up on my morning disaster because he was, I guess he hadn't listened live. So he was checking out the show, and he said, hey, can we get P.S. Bob arguing with HBJ and blah, blah, blah. Well, I don't know where I don't even know where I'd find it. That's on Breaking Curfew, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd have to go through and actually find that. I wouldn't even know where that is. However, since he wanted people arguing, I did find a bit with RTQ arguing with listeners. So our best,
that'd be a good one.
Right, our best of bit, I figure, will be RTQ arguing with listeners. And I'll start that best of bit in a few minutes. You know, I still got a little bit of time, but I'll start the best of bit in, you know, a few minutes so I can take my phone call, which really is nothing, you know, major, but I still have to take the call.
Oh, I understand.
And I'll explain later, I suppose. So when I do, you're going to hear RTQ versus listeners.
All right. Okay.
That will be the bit that you will hear while the phone call is going on. Unless, of course, it locks up, which right now it is locking up. The computer has decided that now is the time for it to lock up, obviously. That's wonderful.
Well, yeah, about time your phone call comes in.
Yeah. I mean, now that I've got what? Like a couple of minutes before the phone call comes in, now would be the perfect time. Now is, of course, the perfect time for the computer to stop working. That would be fantastic, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, that's the best time for it.
I swear I would just take this call. I would literally take this call in the air, but it is illegal for me to do that, so I can't, you know. So.
Yeah, you better not be doing that.
No, I'm not going to do that, so that's why I have to have a best of. However, I'm not going to play anything if it's not working. All right, here we go. Let me see if this. I think it's ready to play. Okay, yeah, now it's ready to play. Thank God. Oh, my God. So what about you, Spanky? What did you do?
Do what?
I said, what did you do yesterday? How was your day?
That's about it. I just kind of chilled out, watched TV, played a little bit on my phone, checked out some new YouTubes.
You watch YouTube?
Yeah, I flipped through, checked out a few of them.
Right. So you and my 14-year-old daughter, you have the same thing. You just sit around watching YouTube.
Well, I flipped through them. I like to watch some of the races and that, things that happened during races that I missed.
Really? So you'll watch NASCAR highlights on YouTube?
Now, usually dirt car highlights.
Oh,
but
dirt
yeah.
car highlights. Well, how could I? I mean,
what you can't top that.
Yeah, what do I think? How dare I accuse you of being a, you know, how dare I not realize it's dirt car that you're watching? What's wrong with me? Let's see. What do I have? Do I have some? Do I have some audio today? I don't know if I have any audio today. Let me go to my usual audio places and see what we have. Let's see. Oh, a couple notes. I guess Ryan Lochte was finally kicked off of Dancing with the Stars. Is that still going on? How long is Dancing with the Stars seasons?
I don't know. I don't pay no attention to that.
Good Lord. They say that, Ryan Lochte, the Olympic swimmer, was booted from the show last night.
Well, it's about time.
This could be tragic. I mean, no.
Ryan and Cheryl, Tara and Sasha, on this eighth week of competition. The couple leaving right now is
who?
Oh, Ryan and Cheryl.
Oh. God damn it.
You have said from day one, what a family you felt like you've gained with us. Yeah. What else did you get from this show?
I learned a lot about myself that I could, no matter how hard I get knocked down, I can keep fighting.
I'm sure that's what you learned. That's what he learned, Spanky. He learned from...
He probably left and got robbed at a 7-Eleven.
The dance competition is what finally taught him. Well, I learned a lot about myself, how I could keep fighting. Being a world-class athlete never taught him that.
He had to go to dance school.
Yes. He had to go to dancing school to finally get it. Here's an interesting story. There's a guy in who works at Applebee's, all right?
Okay.
And he was at a grocery store, and he noticed there was a woman at the grocery store who was very upset. So he said some nice words to cheer her up. And then the next day, her adult daughter went into Applebee's where he works and left him a personal note and a tip for $500. Here, the guy's talking about it.
I don't remember what time it was. I just remember the reaction from the cashier. The cashier's like, I hear about this all the time on the news. She looked like she's having a bad day. Anything I can do to make somebody smile. Want to see somebody smile because that makes me smile. Casey, I want to thank you for being the person you are. On one of the most depressing days of the year, the death of my father's 3-year anniversary, you made my mother's day wonderful. She has been smiling since you did what you did. You were one of a kind. Have fun with this. But you made her year.
Yeah, so he cheered up this old woman in the grocery store. And paid for her food or something, paid for her, you know, she was all upset. And then he told the old woman he worked at Applebee's. She told her daughter, and her daughter went and gave him a $500 tip.
Well, I'm headed out to the grocery store. Right. I'll be back in a little while.
I just hate when I see people, Spanky.
Are you feeling sad today?
I'll tell you so. No, I was out there making people happy because nothing makes me happier than to see happy people. It just puts me in a good mood because when they're in a good mood, I'm in a good mood. So I got down on my knees and I gave that old woman cunnilingus. And I got way on up there. I mean, I got up there.
You got a little bit of that cobweb on my nose.
I mean, I got up there.
And, way up.
There wasn't anything up there in a while, you know. Husband died. That's what she's all upset. But I didn't care. I went out there and
to make her smile.
I blew out the cobwebs. Now, the problem was, you know, these widows out there, and I give cunnilingus to a lot of them. When your husband passes, you know, you still got to take care of your business down there. You got to shave yourself once in a while. So, just remember, you got to shave it. You never know what old Casey's going to put his head.
You didn't happen to see Percy up there, did you?
I did see a ghost. I saw the ghost of her husband, her dead husband, and he was petting a dead rodent, I believe named Percy. All right, listen, let
in
me get
the trash.
I'm going to get to the best of bit, and I'll pick up right after the show. Here's RTQ, okay?
Okay.
Back in a minute. What's up?
Hey, what's up, sorry?
How you, it's Superfan Bob.
Yes, it is.
Hey, Bob.
What's up, Superfan Bob? Our biggest fan. What's up, Superfan?
Nothing. Ronnie just hung up on me. It took me like four tries to get through.
Unbelievable.
You told me to hang up on all the idiots.
Superfan Bob is not an idiot.
Just following up.
Right, Superfan, why are you called Superfan?
I want to tell you how great you and the Pickles are.
Oh, thank you.
I was just sitting here thinking about how wonderful it is to finally be blessed with a band that's not filled with Satanists and everything. The thank Pickles you. Came to mind.
Yes. Anything else you wanted to say?
Honey's a loser. He's such a damn loser.
RDQ's a loser?
Yeah.
Why is he a loser?
I mean, big, fat, and dumb.
That's not very nice.
Big, are you?
Oh, buddy.
I'll see you Friday night.
Go ahead. What else?
Man, he puts up. What's with all these people that are idiots that he's letting through? They're just crazy,
you're right.
Nutty people.
Today. RTQ, what's with you putting all these people through and you hang up on Superfan?
Well, they got opinions. You're talking to him. His opinion ain't worth nothing.
Well, you hung up on him.
Wait a minute.
RTQ, Superfan Bob, is a huge fan of the show. Calls all the time. We always put him through.
He's super fan.
You hang up on him.
He's a suck ass.
He's got a very good point.
I told you.
Wait a minute. You put all these weirdos through today. Here's who RTQ's put on. For those of you just waking up this morning and haven't been listening to the show, these are the phone calls we've had. We've had weirdos making absolutely no sense, talking about things that nobody knows about. We've had one guy calling in saying that the United States deserved it because our support of Israel was basically like a woman walking into your house naked. It means you have the permission to rape her, and he says that he felt we had the permission to be bombed. RTQ put that guy through. Then we had another guy, the Satan guy with the band RTQ let him in. RTQ is letting all these people through today. But yet Superfan Bob was a big fan of the show and always calls to add to the show. RTQ hangs up on him.
He's called to kiss up.
He's right. Get in here, RTQ, and face the Superfan.
That's right. Bow down to the man.
Yeah.
You will apologize.
That might have been crossing the line a little bit, Bob.
Get in here. Put on headphones so you can hear him.
I don't even like him. Why?
now you can talk to him on the
like
microphone.
A lot less.
Go ahead, Superfan. Let him have it.
Ronnie, you need to apologize to me. That was a very rude thing you did.
Bob, you said I should hang up on all the idiots.
I wasn't referring to me.
Huh?
That's something you do to Jim, not me.
Okay. He called you to say RTQ quit letting idiots through. He was trying to help you out. And you go, okay. He said, start hanging up on the idiots. You go, okay.
I took his advice.
And then you hung up on him.
Did you?
And I'll tell you what.
Why would you insult him?
Next time you're sitting there at a gig or something listening to the damn race, I'm going to bust your radio.
Okay. I bet you will.
Let him have it.
It's unbelievable. What? I thought Tommy, the phone screener, was bad, letting morons through, but Ronnie is really, really bad.
You hear that, RTQ?
Yeah, and I could kick his fat ass.
He's a
bad one. What was that again, Bob?
Said I could kick his fat ass.
He's fighting words.
I'd have to spank Ray in the ass to get to your head.
Oh, really?
you think so, huh?
You got so. I thought your hair was blonde.
Man, you are the worst security guard in the world.
Yeah,
I don't know what the hell Ray has you around.
I'll show you next Friday night.
So he's a bad security guard?
Oh, he's a horrible security guard.
That's
man, if he's letting all these morons on the phone talk to you,
I know.
What happens when they come up? You know,
yeah.
It's like that Doors gig we did down on the riverfront. There were like 70 people rushing the stage.
Yeah.
And he was only throwing one off at a time. What is that? Is that all the fans move?
So you're saying he doesn't protect me? He's not a good security guard for me?
Oh, absolutely not. You know, at least Jimmy provides better security because he draws attention from you.
I'll tell you what, don't wear nothing nice next Friday night because I'm getting your back dirty, boy.
Oh, really?
Ooh!
Well, if Jim comes, that means I got to run away from getting the back dirty and my front dirty. Got you wanting to kick my ass and Jim wanting to...
No.
go ahead. What else? Tell me more about RTQ. What about a security guard?
Don't let him get too far out here where he can't get back.
I just want to go ahead. I want him to voice his opinions about you.
I'm not worried about RTQ. Johnny doesn't scare me.
Really?
Yeah, so he can run his mouth all he wants on the show when he's, you know, all protected and everything down there in Springfield.
I don't think he's the only one running his mouth this morning.
No, I do believe there is a little axle grease on somebody's jaw.
What else? What else, Bob?
He's absolutely pathetic.
He's pathetic.
Yeah.
You must have had your Cheerios this morning or something, man. What's up with you?
I had two big bowls of Wheaties.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm gonna keep eating them by the case, and then I'm just going to kick your ass.
Good, because you keep eating your big bowls of Wheaties, and when we get there Friday night, I'll open one small can of Whoop-Ass.
Well, I have a can of Whoop-Ass, and I will bring it with me.
Okay, buddy. Make sure it's a large one.
Well, it's big enough.
Okay.
Granted, of course, for you, being as big as you are, I will have to bring a large one.
I'd hit you so hard your whole family would fall down if you had any.
What? So are you going to bring the can of a Whoop-Ass?
Yes, I will bring the can of Whoop-Ass. I might have to go to the distributor and get a 55-gallon drum for Ronnie, but... It will be so much fun kicking his ass. But apparently, we're going to have a brawl before the gig.
Moron.
What are you going to do with that can of Whoop-Ass?
Well, I'm going to try and pour it on Ronnie if he doesn't eat it first. Maybe I should bring some cheese sauce with it, too.
Wow.
He'd bring the can of Whoop-Ass, but he's afraid you're going to eat it.
Yeah.
That's a good lie.
We'll see.
That's a good lie. Oh, yeah.
We'll see. Hey, right. Superfan.
So yeah, what do you want?
Say goodbye.
Why? You going to hang up on me?
Yes, he's more important phone
calls.
He's
reaching over.
Bob. Who are you going to put on the air other than me? There's plenty of other morons out there, isn't there?
He's waiting on hold. I know he's got more intelligence than you guys.
Go ahead. Let's bring on the intelligent people.
Brian's on
Ray,
the phone.
Ray, let's keep track of the intelligent people that he puts on after this conversation.
Bob, keep track. You keep track. I'll keep track. You keep track. Then you call the other show. Let me know how many people he puts
on. Drunk Brian's on hold. Hang on.
Oh, God. Thank you, Bob.
Hey, talk to you later.
Ronnie's reaching over, so I can't get... there you go.
Bye, Bob.
Fake Modine lives with his mama, and we like to give him grief for doing so.
Mom is upset. Elvis died.
Yeah, this is a sad day for Mama, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Sorry to hear that.
She's got the shrine with candles all around it today.
Really? Okay, well, let's go ahead and listen in to the adventures of Fake Modine... and Fake Bodine's mama.
Hi, Fake Bodine.
Hi, Mama.
Mama loves Fake Bodine.
Fake Bodine loves Mama.
Elvis died.
I know, Mama.
You know what to do.
Do I have to put on the jumpsuit this time?
And the fake sideburns, too, Fake Bodine.
Okay, Mama.
Give Mama a kiss. Call Mama your teddy bear.
Hi, teddy bear. You're so soft and squeezable.
Tell Mama you're her little hound dog.
I'm nothing but your little hound dog, Mama.
Fake Bodine, get out the candle.
Okay.
You know what to do with it. Light it.
Light
the candle.
That's going to burn, Mama.
Light the candle.
Okay.
Fake Bodine, swivel your hips for me.
Okay, Mama.
Move your pelvis, my little Elvis. Fake Bodine Elvis.
Okay, there you go, Mama. How's that?
Fake Bodine. Mama's having a gallbladder attack.
Oh, no.
Mama's trying to pass a stone. Reach in and see if you can find it.
I can't find it.
It passed. Thank you, Fake Pudding.
Yes, Mama.
Fake Pudding, give Mama a kiss.
There you go.
Mama loves Fake Pudding.
Fake Pudding loves Mama.
Ladies and gentlemen, the adventures of Fake Pudding. Fake Pudding's Mama. I love Fake Bodine's mama.
Fake Bodine mama.
Hello, Spanky. I'm back.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
No, that was good. That fake Bodine, that was a good one.
Yeah, oh boy. That was good, man. I wish I could have heard more of it, but I was on the, you know. I was busy doing a, I was busy doing a phone call thing, so.
You had to handle your business.
Yeah, I got it taken care of, you know. We're good to go. And I totally forgot where we were when I left. 814-332-3
oh,
phone calls. Like, I don't know.
You were doing cunnilingus to the old lady at the grocery store.
That's right. Well, that's right. It's me, Casey. And I was down giving cunnilingus to an old woman at a grocery store. And
you was de-cobwebbing them women.
I was in there deep. I mean, I had to puree on my nose. That's all I said. I just love to see people happy, Spanky.
Oh, I like it when you see people happy.
I love it when they're happy, so I had to get in there and just puree on my nose afterwards. And, yep. That's what happened. I got in there and helped them out, though. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Let's see. What is going on? What else is there? Oh, there's a new poll today. I got to talk about this. I don't know if it's accurate. So let me double check it because, you know, there's a poll that Donald Trump is quoting. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Your boy Trump. A poll that he's quoting that says in a national poll, he is up nationally over Hillary Clinton.
Yes, that was on the news this morning. He's up 1 point.
Yeah, he says he's up. How about that?
That's right. He's my man.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe that.
November 8th is going to be just like the World Series for me.
Oh, boy. I cannot believe it. But, you know, I don't know, Spanky. I don't know. The Russia stuff bothers me. You know, they've got stuff that for 5 years... For 5 years, Vladimir Putin has had this plan, which sounds, it just sounds too crazy to be true. But then again, with this, with the ridiculousness of what's going on in this election, I don't put it past him and anybody. But they said that, that Vladimir Putin came up with a plan, you know, 5 years ago that he put in place. And the plan was to basically, you know, hurt America. And he, I mean, that was, now I'm not saying that it's going to hurt America if Trump wins a presidency. I'm just saying for whatever reason, Putin's plan is to put Donald Trump in control of America.
Uh-huh.
And it seems he came up with it right around the time that Trump was floating all the Obama was born in Kenya bullshit.
Yeah.
So it would kind of, it would just bother me. I don't know. It would just bother me if it turns out that, you know, all this stuff came about because Vladimir Putin was just wanting to screw with us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think back and I'm like, you know what? As angry as people have been since 2008, and people really have been angry since 2008.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not, listen, and not just the racist. Don't get me wrong. The racists have really been upset. But people who aren't even racist, people who just want to change, you know, people who just want things to be different. And you could kind of see it coming to where if someone manipulated that, there'd be a way to, you know, there could be a way to take advantage of it. And I would just... To read now that's sort of what Russia was going for,
yeah.
You know, it just it bothers me because I like to think, I don't know, I just like to think we're smarter than that as a nation, but I don't know if we are. I think people are so lazy to vote; they're so lazy that they can't vote. And let's face it, because voting day is on a Tuesday, you know,
mm-hmm.
everybody works. You know, And so many businesses won't let people off to go vote. There's a lot of, you know what I mean? There's a lot of BS involved in the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're, so if you're retired, you got nothing else going on, you vote. The people who vote in the highest numbers are the retired people. So it's how we end up with retired people determining the election, except for Obama when young people went out and voted. I don't know if young people are going to vote for Hillary Clinton. I think they might just say, screw it. I think that working people who are busy might say, well, I was going to vote for Hillary, but she'll win anyway, so I'm not going to go. I'm telling you, all these things put together is how you end up with Trump winning the presidency.
Super, man.
Which will make you happy, I guess.
Oh, I'll be so thrilled.
Oh, come
I'll
on.
Probably fall off the wagon and start drinking.
Come on, aren't you a little worried that putting him in the presidency is a bad idea? Aren't you a little?
Just a little.
Aren't you a little concerned?
Oh yeah.
I mean, the man is unstable.
But there's just no way I can sit and look at that woman anymore.
But and because she's a woman.
And the Democrats got to go.
What have they done that's so bad that you want to put him?
Got to go. This is a Republican country.
Oh, for God. That's the dumbest thing you've said. That's the dumbest thing you've said.
It is Republican all the way.
What's the most? Why is it Republican?
Because our forefathers made it that way.
Really, what about our forefathers? Says it's Republican,
and we will continue on.
One of the main tenets of our forefathers was the separation of church and state. Every time I hear a Republican out there bitching about, especially in the South, it's because we need to put church and state together. You've got some Republican judge wanting to put the Ten Commandments in county buildings. You've got Republican governors saying they don't want gay people. They don't want to force businesses to make their products for gay people because of their religion. And they're afraid of non-existent Sharia law. I mean, that's what I hear. That doesn't seem very constitution-like, you know. Well, I guess the Sharia law part is because the forefathers thought that no religion whatsoever should ever have any say in the running of our country or in the laws of our country. So, I mean, that's true. They wouldn't want Sharia law because that's religion. But they basically said that all religions are created equal, just like all people are created equal. And, I mean, that's just one issue I'm given. So I'm just wondering why you say it's a Republican country, because I don't think that's true. Right?
I'm just a strong Republican.
I know, and I'm asking you, what do the Republicans do that is so cool as compared to the Democrats? What is it that makes you love the Republicans so much? That's all I'm asking.
I think it's just because it was just, I can't say it was forced on to me, but it's just the way I was raised.
Because, like, if you ask me, Ray, why are you Democrat? I would say, well, Democrats have been the people that fought for the right of everyone to vote. The Democrats are the ones who have always fought for equality, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats have always looked out for the little guy. The Democrats feel that opportunity should not be bought and paid for, and therefore when that becomes a fine line, they should tax people who've taken advantage of the system more than taxing everyone else. So, I mean, I believe in those things. I'm just saying it has nothing to do with being forced on or nothing to do with that's how it's always been. It's just I believe in that stuff. I believe that a person, whether they're black, white, gay, straight, Christian, agnostic, Muslim, none of that matters. The only main thing that matters is that we are all treated the same. And the only thing that should matter is if you work harder, all right?
Mm-hmm.
If you work harder and if you sacrifice more, then you should somehow be rewarded. And I believe in that stuff. I don't, and I think that that's not what we're doing as a country. And I hate to get serious, but I honestly feel that we are not doing that as a country. There are so many people that are wealthy that have learned to take advantage of the system. There are people who have learned that even though we are all supposed to have the same equal opportunity, okay, they don't. They have more opportunities than us, than the rest of us. And that is a very Republican idea. That's something that the Republicans have stood for. And I mean that just like the Citizens United decision that said that wealthy people can basically buy elections by giving however much money they want, as long as it's not given directly to the candidate, if it's given to groups that just support the candidate. That's a Republican decision. And I'm completely opposed to it. Now, Donald Trump has been speaking about how he is opposed to it, right? As has Hillary Clinton. But both of them are receiving money from these. They're both receiving dark money from these campaigns or from these political action committees.
Mm-hmm.
Both, like you're seeing commercials for Donald Trump during the World Series. Those are bought and paid for by conservative PACs. So, I mean, there's things like that that just bother me. So if you ask me, I can tell you specifically why I'm supporting one party instead of the other. Here's the main thing. This is the main thing. Because there are some Republicans that agree with me on this. What goes on in my house, okay? What goes on in my house is my freaking business. And what goes on in your house is your freaking business.
I agree with that.
And the Republicans don't feel that way. They feel that if something's going on in your house that involves you being gay, they're against it. And this is, like I said, it's not all of them. If something going on in your house, they need to know about it. And I don't like, they're so afraid, like, when you hear things like, oh, there's a bunch of Muslims living in a house, we need to keep our eye on them. No, it's not your freaking house. I don't care what the Muslims are doing in their house. Let them do whatever it is. I don't care what the gay people are doing in their house. Let them do whatever they want. It's their house. And so I'm just saying that kind of stuff always bugs me. You know.
I understand that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm just saying, and I worry about when it comes to Trump, you know. I worry if he understands it because he's someone, you know. That just bugs me. That bugs me. And just like with, you could say, well, that's not the case. Well, sure it is, because look at the Republican governors who pass laws that says if you own a business and you want to, and you decide you don't want to wait on customers because they're gay, they say that that a business owner should have the right to do that. So basically, rather than siding with just the normal American who happens to be gay, you know, they decide to side with the business, as they always side with businesses. Whether the business wants to put jobs in China or anywhere else, they always side with the business. And they're always, you know, the Chamber of Commerce is so tied to the Republican Party too, but they are always for the business. And it's like, why not be for the people who are simply trying to buy a cake, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I just really rubbed me the wrong way. Anyway, enough of that. So,
well, yeah. But I mean, too, what about all these Democrats or Republicans that are in charge of these state jobs or whatever? Whoever gives them the most money gets the job.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that. I've never had a state job. I've never been offered any state job. It seems to me that the Republicans are at war with state jobs. Here in Illinois, they're trying to fire everybody. And I mean, if it was up to Bruce Rauner, he'd fire all these union people and bring in a bunch of people who aren't in the union. I mean, wouldn't you agree that they'd like to get rid of the union?
Oh, he's 100% because they're wanting to break the union.
If it was up to Rauner, we would not have a union, and these state workers would be making very little money. And he demands it all. In fact, he's just anybody in the union, he doesn't like the advantages that they get.
Yeah, or I take it back. Break the union.
He doesn't like the things that are taken away from the wealthy. He doesn't like the people who own the companies being forced to pay people living wages and things like that. And that bugs me. It bugs me. And I look at myself. I worked in a business. I used to make six figures a year, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, and I know what caused it, you know, when they, and by the way, this is, there were Democrats behind this bill too. Well, the Telecommunications Act said that it was fine for major corporations to buy as many radio stations as they wanted. That destroyed the radio business. It ruined it.
Mm-hmm.
And now I see AT&T wanting to buy DirecTV. And now I see AT&T wanting to buy Time Warner, you know. And they let it buy DirecTV. Now they're going to try to let it buy, Warner Brothers or whatever. And nobody says anything. And I think back and I'm like, boy, this sounds exactly like the radio thing. And I know how that turned out.
Yeah.
I see the house that I live in now, which is much smaller from the houses I used to live in, you know. And I worry about that. However, I also know that in my business of radio, and I probably should not say this because hopefully the people in charge of radio stations have become bored and stop listening by the time they hear this. But the salaries of people who run radio stations
mm-hmm.
have gone up immensely. While the salary of people who entertain on the radio stations.
It went down.
Have shrunk. Unbelievably shrunk. And there's less of them. There used to be, when I first got into radio, there was a full-time person for every single job. Every single job, they had a full-time person on air doing that job.
You don't hear that anymore.
You know, there were guys at nights taking phone calls and putting listeners on the air and everybody having fun. There was a live morning show and midday show and afternoon show and night show. And an overnight show would be live.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's a rarity. Now it's really rare to see any radio station doing that. Now you've got the person, and I know because I've worked in the same, there's a guy who's doing live mornings on one station, he's doing middays on another station, he's doing afternoons on a third station, and then he's voice tracking overnights for a fourth station. It's the same person.
Yeah, he's doing all the jobs of four other people, he's doing them all.
And so there's four salaries that wouldn't be paid. There's four salaries that could be paying taxes. There's four salaries that could be feeding families, and it's not. But all that money still exists, the same money still exists, it's just going to the person in charge or to the corporation that decided to fire these people. So that bugs me. And the jobs in China, Donald Trump's out there going, I tell you, we're going to get all the jobs back from China. I tell you that. Well, you want to know what? For someone who keeps saying that over and over again, why is he still making all his ties and all his hats? Why is he still making all those things in China? As he's telling us, you should elect me because I'm going to get the jobs in China. He's still having all his stuff made in China. So this is the guy who's telling me that I'm going to bring the jobs back, but he hasn't brought back a single fucking job himself. He's telling me he's going to have a tax cut. You've heard him in the debates. He says, here's his economic plan. His economic plan is, I'm going to give a tax cut so big to the wealthy. They're going to have a tax cut like they've never had before. And they're going to take that money. And let me tell you, they're going to take that money and they're going to create a bunch of new jobs. They're going to take that money and it's going to trickle down. So that's his economic plan is this. He wants to give huge tax breaks to people with a lot of money. And his theory is that they're going to take that money and then they're going to create a bunch of new jobs and hire us all of us who aren't millionaires. The people who are millionaires and billionaires, they're going to get a huge tax break. And because of that tax break, they're going to hire us and give us higher paying jobs. That's his theory. But yet, when they bust him for never paying taxes, okay?
Uh-huh.
He says, when Hillary Clinton says, well, you haven't even paid taxes, what does he say?
He puts the blame back on her.
How's he put the blame back on her?
He puts the blame back on her for voting for the breaks.
He says, basically, well, there's a law that says I can do it. So why can't I keep the money? Why can't I do it? When somebody goes out there like a Warren Buffett and says, well, it's your patriotic duty to pay taxes. And Trump says, no, there are ways that you can get around it. So I go around it. He goes, why wouldn't I go around? He goes, why wouldn't I not pay it if they allow me to do it? Okay. But in the same debate, the son of a bitch is out there saying, I'm going to give a tax cut to the wealthy, and I trust them to take that money and give a bunch of new jobs to people. And then when it was brought up, they're like, well, would you mandate that? Would you make that a law that says they have to use their tax breaks? He goes, no, I'm not going to force them to do it. So we're just supposed to trust that these wealthy people are so kind-hearted that they're going to just give all the money back that they get in tax breaks. We're supposed to trust them.
Mm-hmm.
That's his plan. We've got to trust them. But yet, when they trust him, he admitted he keeps the money. Or he says, oh, the reason I have that stuff made in China is it's cheaper. And he goes, because I can. There's nothing preventing me from doing it. So you expect everyone else to do it, but yet you yourself? Those people, they're going to keep the money. Anyone who believes the bullshit that wealthy people are going to get a huge tax cut and somehow trickle it down to the rest of us, you are delusional. You are delusional. Anyone who believes that, you're crazy. You're crazy. Because they're not. Spanky, seriously, I know you're voting for Trump. I know you're a Republican. If we give a tax cut to the wealthy, if you were wealthy, if you were a millionaire, multimillionaire, and you get a huge tax break, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do with the money?
It's not going to trickle down.
What would you do with your money if you had this money and they gave it to you and they said, hey, you don't have to pay as much taxes anymore? What would you do with the money?
What would I do with it if I was a millionaire?
Yeah.
I would spend it on myself.
Yeah. What if you've already spent it all? What if you don't need anything? What would you do with the money?
It wouldn't trickle down.
Yeah, you'd put it in the bank.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't give it to other people to make them wealthy.
You'd put it in the bank and collect interest on it.
To make more money.
You know who pays the interest? Who pays the interest on the money? When you put your money in the bank, who pays the interest?
We do.
Yeah. You actually fuck more people because you're putting more money in the bank. So the rest of us have to cover your interest.
Yeah.
And when the banks don't have enough money, they end up getting money from the reserve, which is also leading to our trillions and trillions of dollars in debt. His economic plan makes zero sense. And by the way, hers, don't get me wrong, Hillary Clinton's doesn't make much more sense either, but it makes more sense than his. Because hers at least says, listen, here's her plan is basically this. We need more people working. We need more people to get money in their hands so they'll spend it. All right?
Mm-hmm.
George W. Bush knew this. This is why he gave those. Remember those tax rebates he'd give every year?
Yeah.
We're going to do a tax rebate to help people. He'd love to give that money because everybody would take that money. They'd go buy TVs. They would spend the money, and that would boost the economy. Every time he gave one of those tax rebate checks, it immensely boosted the economy. Because people bought shit with it, you know.
Oh, yeah. They automatically ran out and bought new big screen TVs.
They didn't really understand what all was going on there. But they loved that check they got when Bush sent it to them. But Trump's not even proposing anything like that. No, Hillary Clinton and the Democrats believe that they themselves should help create the jobs. That way, making sure the jobs happen. And Trump believes that the government should lay off a business, let business do whatever they do, and they'll make jobs on their own. But if you look through history, when they do that and they let them create any job they want, let them do what they want, that's how we end up with jobs in China. That's how we end up with jobs in Mexico. That's how we end up with jobs everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
The TPP that he's supposedly against and that Hillary Clinton is supposedly against. I'll tell you who's for it. Business owners.
Who's that?
Business owners are all for it. Huge corporations are all for it. People with money are all for it. They love the Trans-Pacific Partnership Act. Because now they can put up new factories in the Philippines and Vietnam and shit like that. And I'll tell you, when that's done, they're going to create another trade deal with Africa that is going to allow them to put up factories in Africa because the people in China are going to start wanting more money. You know what I mean? They're going to start wanting to pay, and we're not going to want to pay it. So they'll put factories up in Africa next.
Yeah, they'll start over and build something somewhere else.
Yes, that's how it works. And I'm just saying that if I'm supposed to trust someone, in order for the economy to work, I need people spending money. I mean, that's the sad reality.
Mm-hmm.
And I will take people. Listen, give me food stamp, people who get food stamps. Give me welfare recipients. Give me unemployment. People receiving that, because that's a stimulus, because they take 100% of that money and they spend it all.
Mm-hmm.
They spend every cent of it. Meanwhile, giving a tax break to the wealthy, they don't spend it. They put it in the bank. That's what they do.
Put it in the bank to make more.
They're not. People say, "Oh, well, maybe they'll take more vacations." No, they're taking as many vacations as they want. That's covered. They're eating. They're only going to eat so much food. It's not like they're going to spend more money for food. It's not like they're going to spend more money on cars. They already have all the cars they need.
I was going to say they're only going to buy so many cars.
Yeah, they've already got a house that they live in. They're going to take the money and they're going to put it in the bank, and nothing does less for our economy. And I know this is sad, and we really should have set things up differently, but nothing hurts our economy more than people just putting money in the bank. Money has got to be moving. Money has got to be spent. Money has got to be changing hands, and people receiving money have got to be paying taxes. It's the only way it all works. And when we do things that make wealthy people just put money in the bank, we screw ourselves. I figure it's a week out. There you go. There's my serious political talk. I'll go back to being funny now. Spanky, go ahead and you can tell us why. By the way, that's why I'll be voting for Hillary Clinton. And I did this without even insulting Trump for his ridiculousness. I simply used economics as a reason why I'm voting for Hillary Clinton. Now you go ahead. I'm going to give you a couple minutes to tell us why we should vote for Trump.
I can't even compete with that.
There you go. But the bottom line is, did anything I say make you change your mind at all?
No.
There you go.
Still going to vote for Trump.
Yeah. I love you, Spanky. You are just one of them. God damn. You crack me up. That's a good point, Ray.
Only in America.
That's a great point, Ray. Oh, thank you. I'm still not going to vote for your person.
That's right. I'm still not going to vote for it.
Oh, God. Hey, if you found out that it is true that Vladimir Putin has been scheming all along to put Donald Trump as president, it seems very far-fetched.
Would I still vote for him?
Would you still vote for him?
Yes, I would. The bottom line is they're both an emotional wreck.
But I don't know. I don't think Hillary Clinton's an emotional wreck.
Either one of them that get it, we're going to flip a coin and it's either going to be Republican shit or Democratic shit.
Yeah, but listen, I wanted to get off this, but...
We can.
Hillary Clinton, if anything, is going to work too much. She is so into it. You know what I mean? She likes, she might like government a little too much. All right. But Donald Trump, he's not going to do anything, man. He's just not. He's even, you know, there's even rumors out there that he said that to his vice presidential nominees. That he basically said, hey, I'm just going to be the spokesperson of the country. You're going to run it.
You're going to do all the work. I'm just going to say yes or no.
They said, what is he going to do? And his son, you know, his son was talking to Mike Pence.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, his son called John Kasich. It was John Kasich that revealed this. And they said, if you become his vice president, then he'll want you to run the country. Which, by the way, was a good move because Trump Kasich might have won the damn thing. And he said, we want you to run the country. And Kasich said, what's your dad going to be doing? He goes, he's just going to be busy making America great again. So I don't know. So one thing about Hillary Clinton is I think that she'll probably overwork herself. And some of her judgment is questionable. The woman had pneumonia and she still was out there campaigning when she should have stayed home, rested, and got an IV with some antibiotics in it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That does bother me. Because what's going to happen when she's president and she's sick and she still insists on working? Yeah. And we don't need a president dying in office. Oh, well. All right. There you go, Spanky.
Okay. We asked the politics out of the way.
That's my political bullshit, and I had to do. I mean, look, we're a week out, you know. We're a week out. I had to try something. Ratings for the World Series. Have you seen any of this?
No, I haven't seen none of the ratings.
How gigantic it is? The ratings for this year's World Series are gigantic. Not only did it beat football Sunday night, it destroyed football Sunday night. I mean, it's huge. It is huge.
That's good, though. I mean, it's time to get, you know, revenue off baseball and that.
Yeah. But the last year on Sunday night football, there was a game. There was a game during Sunday Night Football, I believe, next year. Hold on, I got to find the statistics. So I think it was last year, but football actually beat it. They beat the World Series, and this year it wasn't even close. And they're saying, you know, and if you look at historically for World Series games, the numbers shrink with every game. All right, it's like. Game number one is highly rated, but if someone wins game number one really big, then game number two's ratings slip a little bit. Except in the city, except in the city whose team is up top, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But when it gets past game five, all right, if there's a game six and if there's a game seven, the ratings are gigantic, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially a Game 7. Game 7 ratings for World Series are gigantic. And, for example, what was it, in 1997? Let me see. Hold on. Let me double check this because I want to make sure I get this right. There was a Game 7 between Cleveland and Florida, I believe. And it was gigantic. I mean, it was gigantic in 1997. They went to a Game 7, and Cleveland versus Florida were playing. By the way, those aren't even two big rate TV markets. But because it was a Game 7, there were 24.2 million people in 1997, which is a huge amount of people watching the same thing. They are sure that if the Cubs and Indians go to Game 7, they'll top it.
Oh, I think they will. I think tonight's ratings will be off the hook.
Yeah, it'll be huge. If you look at last year, when the Kansas City Royals and the New York Mets were playing, that was a New York team, biggest TV market in all of television, you know, biggest market. Last year, Sunday Night Football, which was a game between the Denver Broncos, all right, and the Green Bay Packers. That was last year, Sunday Night Football versus World Series. It beat the World Series, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Handedly. Handedly it beat them. And people were saying, they said, oh my God, a regular season football game destroyed the World Series that included a Cleveland team. Sunday night, the Dallas Cowboys, which is maybe the favorite team in all of football, fan-wise. They've got so many fans that like their team and watch them.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing the Philadelphia Eagles, which is another team with a huge following, and it's from a big city of Philadelphia, right?
Yeah.
They played Sunday. And the World Series, all right, beat the hell out of it. They beat the – their ratings were over 30% higher than last year's World Series ratings. That's phenomenal. I mean, that really is phenomenal.
Well, yeah, when you take into consideration Dallas and Philly, you know, I mean, you would think.
And they went to overtime, too, that game.
Yeah, two major cities.
Yeah. And the World Series beat it. Tonight's game is going to be gigantic. And if the Cubs win tonight, tomorrow night's game will hit, I bet it'll be almost 30 million. I bet they almost hit 30 million viewers. I really do. And in modern times, that is extremely rare for one show to have that many viewers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a lot of people viewing one thing.
Well, if you think about it, just think how many people in your neighborhood alone are Cub fans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or watching the game.
Yeah. People.
You drive down our street out here where we live, and about every other house has got the big W hanging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People are just, you know, that's. You drive by in the evening when the ball game's on, that's all you see is blue on the TV.
And even if you hate the Cubs, even if you're, like, I know Cardinal fans
that
are rooting against them. They are rooting for the Cleveland Indians, but still, they're tuned in.
Exactly.
People are rooting, and that's, you know.
Because usually when it comes to World Series, I'll watch one or two games and I'm done.
Yeah. Last year was over 15 million people watching the World Series. This year, it's over 20-some-odd million people watching the World Series. It's a gigantic number. And if this series can go seven games, the people who, you know, predict these kind of things are saying that this could be one of the biggest World Series games of all time. I think the highest one of all time was like in the 1970s, like with the, I think the Dodgers and the Yankees. Remember those in the late 70s?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the biggest of all time, but I should probably double check that. But
I think they'll go game seven easy. I think the Cubs got so much momentum going into tonight.
Well, like I said earlier, if Cleveland's going to win it, they got to win tonight. I think if this goes game seven, boy, momentum's definitely on it. And I'm just going on, you know, when the Cubs in 2003 were playing Florida, they were down 3-1. And Florida came back and won those last three games. And, yeah, there was the Bartman stuff, but it had more to do with them just getting momentum. So I think tonight's game is going to be close. It really
is. Starting tonight for Cleveland.
Oh, Cleveland's got a Josh Tomlin, who did pretty good last time he played the Cubs. You know, he did pretty good in Game 3. And Arrieta's going for Game 3. Arrieta pitched a no-hitter for the first, like, five and a half innings.
Yeah, he went,
two, yeah. And last time he pitched, they won. So this could be really interesting tonight.
Well, it just concerns me because if that Kluber or that Miller gets in there.
Right. Well, Kluber's going to pitch. They said if there's a game seven, they're going to pitch Kluber.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I'm telling you.
I mean, you put him and Miller back to back.
Yeah. And the Cubs have, I mean, the Cubs have Arrieta going tonight, who's been very good. And then if they somehow win tonight, they get Kyle Hendricks to go in game seven. That's huge. I mean, that is huge.
Yeah, that.
So think about it. I mean, we could end up seeing a game seven, all right?
Mm-hmm.
A game seven going on in Cleveland where they have some of the biggest TV ratings of all time. That's pretty amazing. I mean, it really is. It's really unbelievable when you look at the, you know, when you look at these ratings, it's gigantic what's been happening in this World Series.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Cubs can be, they can be huge. And I say it's the Cubs because, well, it's such a story, you know what I mean? And if the Cubs win it, and I think even because they've made it this year, I think next year is going to be less than, you know what I mean? If somehow...
Oh, yeah, because they're going to be tough for the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, and I'm saying if they win it this year, the next year it's not going to be special if they go again. This is mm-hmm. the only first time there in a 70-some-odd years. This is the only chance where they actually won it for the first time in 108 years or whatever. This is the only time that can happen. If they go back next year, if they lose this year, they go back next year, it'll be big because they hadn't won it, but it won't be as big as this year was because this year's been special.
Well, there's been a lot of good ball players on both sides.
Game six and game seven, if they have it, can be gigantic, Spanky.
Oh, I think there's no doubt that those seven.
We'll go well over. Yeah, I mean, game six in 2009 went 22 million viewers. All right? That was game six, the game that was huge between New York and Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
That was game six, 2009, 22 million people, okay? In 2011, wow, what a year. 2011 saw the St. Louis Cardinals and Texas Rangers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Game six of that game, of that series, was 21 million people, all right? Game five, mm-hmm. traditionally the lowest rated game for World Series, the Cubs and Indians had over 24 million people watching it. So tonight, look for more. And then if you go to game six, or game seven, excuse me, you go to game sevens with the World Series, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go back to, I'm going to give you some of the historically or higher ones. These 2011, the St. Louis Cardinals, Texas Rangers had 25 million viewers, all right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a little over a million more than what the Cubs and Indians had last night. 2002, game seven, Anaheim versus San Francisco had 30 million viewers. 2001, Arizona Diamondbacks versus New York Yankees. I watched that whole game. Game 7 got mm-hmm. 39 million viewers. 39 million viewers. Now, if you go back to 1987, the St. Louis Cardinals versus Minnesota Twins, 51 million viewers.
Wow.
Isn't that insane?
That is crazy.
I'm telling you, it's, you know, game sevens are huge. Now, we'll see if the Cubs and Indians, if they go to game seven, let's see how many people tune in. All right? Let's see.
I just think it'd be off the charts because everybody would be wanting to see if the Cubs can do it.
Yeah. That's insane. And by the way, when I read the numbers, the millions of Cardinals and Twins, that's just people who, that was still only a 32 share. That's just people who might have flipped over for like a second and then left. You know what I mean? The amount of viewers for the whole game was less than that. But still, that's really high. That 32.6 share was huge. Really was.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know the guy will be in the front row with his pink hat on.
I'm going to say, I'm so nervous. I really am. I've never been this nervous for a sporting event before.
It'd be a good game. I really honestly think the Cubs got so much momentum going into tonight that they'll have no problems.
I tell you, man, I am, boy, part of me is going to be sad when this thing's over. If it ends tonight, I'll definitely be sad. But even if it goes to game seven, I'll be sad when it's over. But then I'll tell you what, there is another part of me that can't wait for it to be over, because it is, you know, it's just been stressful. I think the World Series, like the reason I can't sleep, I think it's got something to do with the World Series, you know.
If they win, you're going to have to play the best of for about a month.
I'm telling you.
So you can sleep.
I think that it's just affecting me mentally. I think it is. I think it's affecting me more than I thought. And I'm mentally being damaged by this world.
Oh, my.
I think I'm better off rooting for teams that are losers, you know. Because I've never had to worry about this before. Being a Cubs fan, I've never had to worry about the World Series. I'm a Cubs fan.
The old question is, why did Ray Lytle go on Prozac?
Yeah. I mean, I think I need...
He had to go on Prozac because of the Cubs.
I think I need something. I'm getting anxious. I'm having anxiety issues. I really am. I'm having anxiety issues since the World Series started.
You need some Xanax.
I think I do, yeah.
Something to calm you down.
I really think I do. I need something. Because this season has been... It's been amazing. But I think I need a break. So let's hope the Cubs win tonight, tomorrow, and end it. Okay?
You better watch it tonight in case your wife slips something in your iced tea.
But if they lose, I don't think I'm gonna miss it. When it's over, I don't think I'll miss it. I mean, I'll miss the season. But I don't think I'll be, you know.
You'll be able to rest.
I won't be all that shook up, yeah, because I'll be back to normal. I'll be like, oh my God. At least it's over. So I really hope, you know. I mean, I really hope that the Cubs win it. I really want them to win it. I'll sacrifice a nervous breakdown for a victory.
Well, that's nice of you.
But I'm telling you, Spanky, I can't handle much more. I mean, all I've got left in me is the next two nights. I really can't.
Well, good thing there's only two games left.
Sunday night, man, those last three innings were hard for me.
Oh, that'd about wear anybody out.
They were very, very difficult for me. I was very concerned with how that all went down. And I'll tell you something, I don't know if I can handle it again. You know. I don't know.
Do we need to have the paramedics on standby tonight?
I'll tell you what, if it goes, maybe not tonight, but game seven, definitely. Game seven, I think there will be I think a game seven would have or could have some implications, some medical, some serious implications.
Oh, you know, it will with you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we might.
Because you know game seven?
Yeah.
If you got to go to the bathroom, you will either piss the couch or shit yourself.
If it goes bottom of the ninth, okay? Or if it goes top of the ninth, Cubs are tied or something, and bases are loaded, and, or something like that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, I'll make it even worse. Cubs go up by one in the top of the ninth, bottom of the ninth. Cleveland loads the bases with two outs. And who's been their best hitter, you think? Kipnis, maybe.
Santana?
Kipnis, Santana, or Ramirez. You know, one of those guys are up. One of those guys are up. Bottom of the ninth, bases loaded, Cubs up by one, two outs. I'm going to have my wife pick up the phone. I'm going to say, okay, pick up your phone, dial 9 and 1, and have your finger over the 1 button. And because you're going to want to push that last number right before every pitch. You know what I mean? It's like every pitch. I already have 9-1 dialed, and wait for that pitch, and then click the last 1 just in case I go, you know, when I fall over. And then if it's a ball or something or it's just whatever and nothing happens, then hit stop, you know what I mean? Then start over again, hit 9-1, and then after the pitch, make sure I'm still standing and hit 1 again if I go down, you know. You want to be that prepared.
Well, what's going to happen if you got to go to the bathroom?
I'm very concerned about that because last couple games I've had to piss. And I go to the bathroom. By the time I get back, action has already happened.
You better, when you get off the show this morning, you better get on that phone number, 1995, and get those catheters shipped to you. Immediately.
Here's my plan. Here's my plan. I'm going to use the bathroom in my bedroom, all right? And there's a TV in my bedroom. I'm going to turn the TV angled towards the bathroom, right? And I'm going to put the game on in the bathroom, okay? Before it even starts, I'm going to have it on the bathroom. My wife freaks out. She always goes and turns it off, you know what I mean? But I'm going to give strict orders. Let the TV play in the bedroom. Just let it play. We'll turn the volume down. And then that way, if I have to get up and pee, I won't miss any of the game, you know what I mean? So I can pretty much get from the living room to the bathroom in between pitches. But it's once, and then I'm going to squat to pee. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To where I'm looking, or if I, because last two times I've had to take a dump, you know, and I miss things because I don't have the TV on. So I'll have the TV on, and if I got to pee, I got to dump. Either way, I'll be squatting, and I will not miss any of the game. That's my plan.
I can see it already on. Thursday morning, reading the injury report at the hospital. Man goes to squat to take a pee and falls off toilet and breaks hip.
I swear to God, my stomach. I'll be so angry at my stomach if I end up like having to take a dump in the last inning or something. Could you imagine the Cubs winning or losing? I can't see it because I'm on the toilet.
Or you can't jump up and celebrate.
Oh, I'd be so angry.
Because you got those screaming shits from like eating too much chili.
Yeah.
You know,
Sunday night, dude, I was on the edge of the couch, okay? And I'm leaning forward, and I've got my hands put together like I'm praying, you know what I mean? And I've got my chin is over my hands, you know, and I'm leaning forward. And I've got like my fingers crossed and my hands are together like they're praying, you know what I mean? This is all this stuff I have going on. And I'm watching the game with every pitch. I'm watching Aroldis Chapman 101 mile an hour pitch for strike one. You know what I mean? A foul ball for strike two. I'm like, you know, I was watching it that intensely for 3 innings. That's how it'll be tonight. If it goes again, it's going to be crazy.
You're going to have a nervous breakdown.
I will. I'm positive I will. So I got to be careful. And then
If it gets near the ninth inning, she needs to be dialing 911.
I think if they lose tonight, I'll be more pissed off than if they lose tomorrow night. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because if they lose a game 7, I'll say, well, at least they made it all the way to game 7. But also, I think it's highly unlikely. If you win game 6, I think it's highly unlikely that you lose game 7.
See, I'm rooting for him tomorrow night to take Kluber out. Either hit him with a pitch and break his elbow.
I'd just like to see them hit him, you know, just because they haven't hit him.
I would love to see him hit him, but he is tough.
Yeah, I'd like one more shot at him, though. I really would. Because I think they were getting to him.
They were getting to him in the other night. Was that game three?
They were starting to get to him both times when they pulled him. You know what I mean? So I'd like to see them.
Yeah.
A game seven, they're going to be forced to keep him in. I'd just like to see the Cubs get to him just once, you know.
Or get to him early and really make him, you know, throw his game.
I don't know if they will, but I would love. I'd love to see them get to this guy. This guy that pitched, he pitched game three. This guy that's pitching tonight, and I was so angry because he's okay, all right, but I don't think he's a great pitcher. I just think that he was. I think he had a great game. So I'd like to see
hopefully tonight. Maybe he'll be off.
Yeah. Let's see if he can do it two games in a row, because I don't know if he could.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, so there's it's an hour and 30 minutes. 90 minutes, Spanky. Nice show. I'm sorry we got political there in the minute, but I figured it's a week out from Election Day. I should at least get a little bit political.
There you go.
And so there you go, okay? There you go. This has been today's show. We're back tomorrow. Hopefully tomorrow we'll be in a good mood. If the Cubs somehow lose tonight, I don't know. You might end up with a best of show. I'm warning you. If I'm too depressed,
I might fall off the wagon too.
Mm-hmm. Get Spanky night. Maybe we'll go drink together.
Because that would be a reason to drink.
Spanky and I'll drink together, and we'll just record it on the phone. The two of us cussing incoherently.
There you go. We could do that.
Yep. All right, that's it for today's show. Thank you so much. We're back tomorrow at 8:30 a.m. live at morningdisaster.net. So long, Spank.
See you, buddy. Have a good day.